This is a depression for patient Angela Alston, A-N-G-E-L-A, A-L-S-T-O-N, Angela Alston. The date of birth is 5/22/66. Date of accident is 12/1/2022. Allegedly, the patient has been involved in an automobile accident on 12/1/2022 in a frontal collision. He was a restrained driver, leading to headache, along with his TBI symptoms of forgetfulness, disorientation, lack of focus, loss of concentration, and blurred vision. Pain syndrome started affecting neck, both shoulders, lower back, both hands with numbness and tingling of first, second, and third finger. Pain in the both hips and both knees was reported. Right ankle and feet also, as well as right shoulder mainly, left shoulder much less. In the right shoulder, patient has pain almost 10 with difficulty lifting beyond 90 degrees. The patient was found to have a sleep apnea while she was under anesthesia, so all her procedures were discontinued, and patient was referred to a neurology. The neurologist is Northwest Neurology Clinic and Neurodiagnostic to do the study with BAEP, with TCD, and other testing to make sure that the patient doesn't require CPAP therapy and other treatments. At this time, patient is doing conservative treatment with chiropractic physical therapy and medications. She reports that her pain in the neck is around 8, lower back pain is 9. Pain in both the shoulders is towards 9. Right shoulder is also 9. And difficulty in moving beyond 90 degrees in both shoulders, in forward and flexion and abduction. So far, we could not receive any records from neurology. They have been requested back again to identify the further progress. According to the patient, pain is shooting down to the left leg. In the front also, as well as in the back, there is a pain in the right ankle. From all of the symptoms are reported to be happening after the car accident. The patient has pain level from 8 to 9, while ADLs are affected 9. The patient reports only 10 to 20% improvement in the symptoms. ADLs are affected. Oh, please review the records for the ADL for system review. And for additional issues, also substance abuse and compliance issues. In the physical examination, kindly mention blood pressure 148/89, pulse is 78, pulse ox was not taken. The rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit dated 5/30/2024, dictation number 0605-062. The plan is to continue conservative treatment as per patient choice. She is going to continue seeing her neurologist, and her physical therapy is discontinued as we have provided more than a year and a half of therapy as having the maximum resolution. The patient continues to remain off work. Also, replacement has been ordered. She is provided with Tylenol codeine number 3, one pill a day on a PRN basis, 25 tablets for pain relief. She continues to take ibuprofen and Aleve and Prilosec. She was also referred to psychiatry, neuropsychiatry, health education, counseling, and all the procedures are on hold. She was told that she could do a shoulder injection and a knee injection. Looks like the patient is not interested. No consent, no injections. She was also referred to spine specialist Dr. Louis Redden to discuss about spinal cord stimulation. A quad cane was also provided to her. She is advised about the role of laser treatment, hydrotherapy, infrared therapy as well, and home exercise, especially yoga, that she should be doing. Thank you.